Disneyland, here we come. What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm riding in your car this time. No. Oh, come on. We agreed on this. Yes, we did. We agreed that since your sister got to ride with you this morning, I get you all to myself this afternoon. Those are the rules that I made up at lunch. Oh, come on. Please. Okay, I know you didn't agree to anything, but I wore your sister down and she said that I can ride with you. Also, I may have already told her that you were okay with it, which is why she's in your family's car, which is just pulling out of the parking lot now. So it looks to me like you don't have much of a choice. No, come on. Don't call her. Please put your phone away. I promise I won't annoy you. I just wanted someone new to talk to. Please? I promise. Yay! Oh my gosh, this is gonna be so fun. Are we there yet? I'm kidding. As if I'd want our time together to be over already. Your sister is so awesome for inviting me on this trip. Well, for relenting and helping me bug your parents to take me on this trip. I remember hearing about your family's trips to Disneyland every year since I was little, and I always wanted to come along so badly. It's like a dream to finally be invited. Even if it took until I started college for it to actually happen. It's so nice. Even just riding in the front seat of your car, listening to the radio, watching the cars go by. What? All I did was put my hand on your thigh. I know what I said. This isn't annoying, is it? Me just resting my hand down here? What's wrong? Doesn't it feel nice when I give you a little rub down there? Stop squirming, you're gonna run us off the road. Weird? What's weird about it? All I'm doing is slowly and gently brushing my hand up and down your thigh. Oops. Sorry, I didn't mean to make you flinch like that. My hand must have gone a little too far in the wrong direction there. I wonder what that was, though. I definitely thought it was your leg. It felt just the same as what I had been touching. Long and stiff and... Hey, watch the road, silly. Both hands on the wheel now. The freeway is packed, so there's no way we're stopping. You'd better concentrate. Just let me do what I want down there, okay? Nothing bad is gonna happen. I promise. Besides, you don't want to cause an accident, do you? Oh, it'd be my fault if we had an accident? No way. I'm barely even touching you. There's no way I could cause an accident. Except maybe the happy kind. Don't worry. I'll be very gentle with you. Trust me, I would never do anything that might impair your driving. So, if you stop squirming, just focus on the road, and let me do what I want with you, then I promise this stretch of road will be the best ride of the whole entire trip. Eyes on the road. It's just a peck on the cheek. And the neck. I promise I'll let you know if I have any surprises for you later on. Oh my god. You feel so hard under there. How about we just... Shh. How many times do I have to tell you? Watch the road. All I'm trying to do is make you a little more comfortable. We don't want any painful distractions down there, do we? Your cock is so fucking beautiful. Let me just wrap my hand around it. Oh my god. I have wanted to touch you like this for so freaking long. It looks so much sexier up close, too. Oh, yeah, I've seen it all before. A few times, actually. I know you know that I've had a crush on you for, like, ever. Whenever I could get away with it, I'd sneak out of your sister's room during sleepovers and catch a peek of you coming out of the shower late at night. I wanted to stuff this big... gorgeous dick down my throat since the first time I saw it. Don't act like you don't like what you're hearing. Look at how fucking hard you got just from me lightly patting you through your jeans. You love this. Don't you, baby? What? You don't like it when I call you that? Baby? I know you do. You won't admit it, but I felt you twitch when I said it. You can be honest. Tell me you like it when your little sister's best friend calls you that. It's like I'm your girlfriend. Just imagine that, baby. Imagine I'm your girlfriend, pumping your cock from the passenger seat while you drive us to Disneyland. I could be, you know. I could be your girlfriend for the weekend. The sweetest, sluttiest little girlfriend you've ever had. Would you like that, baby? I would let you fuck me any way you want for the next 2 days, and your sister would never have to know. I would just continue being my usual, clingy self, and you could pretend that you weren't interested, just like you always do. But the second she took her eyes off of us, I'd pull you away and into a toilet, and you could fuck my brains out. It'd be our little secret. Sorry, didn't mean to scare you. I just wanted to get you nice and lubed up so this hand job can feel even better than I know it already does. I want to feel my hands slipping and sliding over you as I slowly stroke you up and down. There we go. Nice and wet. Fuck yeah, baby. You look so sexy like this. Shiny and hard as a rock, my hand effortlessly sliding up and down the whole length of it. Now, I promised you, no surprises, baby. So here's your warning. I'm about to take your big, thick, fucking cock in my mouth, and give you the dirtiest, sloppiest blowjob you've ever had. Remember, eyes on the road. Getting roadhead from your little sister's friend. Don't even try to deny it. I know you do. I can feel your cock throb every time I take the head in my mouth and... I bet you're dying to sneak a peek down here. Let us see my pretty little head buried in your crotch, drooling spit out the sides of my mouth like a filthy fucking whore. Oh, don't. Just listen to me, baby. I just keep your eyes glued on the road. Just listen to me slobber on your big, gorgeous dick. Fuck. I love it. You are, aren't you? It's okay. Go ahead. Bust a fat fucking nut down your sister's slutty little friend's throat. I want it. Give me that cum, baby. I'm gonna taste it on my tongue all the way to the hotel. And then when we get there, I'll get out and give your sister a big wet kiss on the cheek and tell her how cool her brother is for letting me ride along in his car with him. Okay, baby. I'm gonna shove your dick all the way down my nasty little throat and gag on it. And when I do, I want you to shoot a load of your hot, thick fucking cum right into my belly, okay? You ready? Hold on tight, baby. Because I'm not gonna stop until you empty your balls for me. Mm-hmm. You came so much, baby. I could feel you pumping it into me, into my throat. You taste so fucking good. There you go. Not a drop gone to waste. Thank you. Thank you, baby. Let me give you another peck on the cheek for being such a good driver while I throat fucked myself for you. You're so tense. Was it all a little too much for you? You did come pretty hard. I'm sorry, baby, but I had to. I probably never would have gotten another chance to do anything like this, and I've wanted you so badly for so long. It's okay. How about I help you relax with a nice, slow hand job? You deserve it. You look so cute like this, baby. Eyes glazed over, your cock sticky and glistening with spit in the afternoon sun. Growing soft in my hands, I stroke it up and... Oh my God, look! Look, it's your family's car. There's your sister. Hi! Come on, wave with me. Hi! Go on. Wave to her. It's not like she knows I just took a load of your jizz down my throat or that I've got my hand wrapped around your cock right now. Like I said, she never has to know. It's our little secret. So go on, wave to her. Hi!